Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. It's just you and me right now. We got we're trying to hook up with our guest Adam Witte. We expect him to be here any second now. One of the things that I know he wants to talk about is how to create a great environment to work in to for your people to come to. And one of the things that The environment obviously is important, but there's one part of the environment are the people in the environment, right? The environment is not just the building. Is it clean? Is it safe? Is it productive? You know, those are all mechanical things. Those are all things that you can write a check and upgrade them, improve them. You can put a new coat of paint on a wall. You can you can mow the yard more often. Blah blah blah. Those are important things, environments, but those are things anybody could do. You could walk in if you had a place that had, if those things were bad, if that was the bad part of the environment, you and I either one of us could walk into a place and then in 30 minutes we could identify what needs to be fixed, and then in a week we could fix them. You know, bada bing, bada bam, you're done. Nice environment, right? But that's not really what the problem is for most folks. The environment that you work in that winds up not being good is not because of any of those things for the most part. It's because of the people inside. And it starts at the top and it goes all the way down to the bottom. One of the things that I used to, when I was in the military, whenever I'd show up on a post, whenever I would be going to a place, you know, to spend some time with a unit, if I met a private and talked to the private, I could kind of get a pretty good attitude about what kind of a commander that unit had, because the behavior of the people at the bottom end of the organizational chart oftentimes mirrors the behavior of the person at the top of the chart. And so if you've got employees who are not happy, if you've got employees who are not productive, they're not engaged, then it's probably an indication of what's going on in the corner office. And so if you want to build a better environment for your employees, for your people to work in, first thing you got to do is you got to check yourself. You got to look in the mirror, and you got to say to yourself, okay, what am I doing? What am I doing to contribute, good or bad, to this environment? And I can do that for myself. I can identify the things that I think that I'm deficient in, and I can identify the things that I think contribute to a good environment. It's not nobody's 100%. Nobody's going to bat 1,000. If you're lucky, you'll bat 333. But and that would be pretty good. That'd be probably pretty good. But that's the first thing I would do if I were building. If I felt like I needed to have a better work environment, the first thing I would do would be to look in the mirror, and I would say to myself, okay, what are my values? What are the things that I really, really, really care about the most? And do those help or do they hurt in with regard to the environment? Am I focused on money, 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 making a profit? Everything is about the bottom line. Nothing else matters. Well, you know, you get to be that way. That's your decision. You get to make that decision. And I'm not telling you not to do it. But you have to ask yourself, okay, how is that manifesting with the people around me? Is that making them happy, or is it not making them happy? If that's your focus, if money and the bottom line is your focus, and your people are on a profit-sharing plan, then you probably got a bunch of happy people. If, however, you're focused on the bottom line all the time, and you're not sharing the benefit of the of all that intensity with them, then you probably don't have happy people. So what is it? I'm only using that as an example. You know, do you take yourself too seriously? Are you able to laugh at yourself? Are you able to when you walk around your team? Are you able to kid with each other without losing respect, without them losing respect for you as the boss, as the owner, as the leader? So look in the mirror, look in the corner office first when you're trying to create a great environment for your people to work in. Tweetail, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
That's right.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.